All right, welcome back. And I'm glad you're with us as we get ready to take a look at another issue that deals with health matters, a topic that we deal with quite frequently on our program. And this time we're going to be returning to a discussion of vaccinations. We've looked at this a couple of times, and I had mentioned Monday that we would continue this discussion on Saturday. Saturday's here. Let's continue this because I know a lot of you are really wanting to get the lowdown on vaccinations. You're really wanting to make a well-informed decision as to whether it really is a good idea to vaccinate our children or not to vaccinate our children. So I had shared some general information with you previously. And then we began looking at some of the positions that people are taking on the side that says, nope, we do not want our children vaccinated. They're the cons. And we've looked at the side that says, yes, absolutely, our children should all be vaccinated. They're the pros. All right. So let me share some more general information with you about vaccinations, and then we'll go ahead and then we'll get back to specifically what those in favor of vaccines say and specifically what those opposed to vaccines say. Now, general information. Mentioned this before. All 50 states require vaccinations for children entering public schools, even though no mandatory federal vaccination laws exist. No mandatory federal vaccination laws exist, but all 50 states have laws that require the vaccinations. And again, for children entering public schools, all 50 states issue medical exemptions, 48 states, with Mississippi and West Virginia being the exceptions, permit religious exemptions, and 19 states allow an exemption for philosophical reasons. Now, we had mentioned that before. Here's something we did not mention before. Between 1989 and July 1st, 2014, 3,645 compensation awards have been made by the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, also known as VICP, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. 3,645 compensation awards have been made by that organization, by that program, amounting to more than $2.7 billion in awards and $113.2 million to cover legal costs, and 9,786 claims have been dismissed, amounting to $62.8 million paid to 4,925 dismissed claimants to cover legal costs. Here's another general fact. The Centers for Disease Control estimated that 732,000 American children were saved from death and 322 million cases of childhood illnesses were prevented between 1994 and 2014 due to vaccination. Here's another fact. About 30,000 cases of adverse reactions to vaccines have been reported annually to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, V-A, V as in victory, V-A-E-R-S, VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, about 30,000 cases of adverse reactions to vaccines reported since 1990, with 10 to 15% classified as serious, meaning those adverse reactions have been associated with permanent disability, hospitalization, life-threatening illness, or death. Here's another point. In 1855, Massachusetts passed the first U.S. state law mandating vaccines for school children. Massachusetts was followed by New York in 1862, Connecticut in 1872, Indiana in 1881, and Arkansas in 1882. All right, so those are just some general, some general knowledge information for you about vaccines. Now let's go back to the pros and cons, the two different sides, one of which is saying we need to make sure our children are vaccinated, period. They're the pros. The other side saying we're not excited about these vaccines. Doesn't need to be done. They're the cons. All right. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I ended with a con on Monday. We were taking a look at the whole issue of the herd immunity, and I mentioned that I prefer the phrase community immunity, where you have enough people being vaccinated that if someone is contaminated by a disease, more than likely there will not be an outbreak of that same disease. We also looked at the fact that some were saying that because of some of the ingredients contained in vaccines, the vaccines could be considered immoral or otherwise objectionable. Okay, now let's go to the pros again, who are saying our children should be vaccinated. One of the points they make is that vaccines save children and their parents time and money. They say that vaccines cost less in time and they cost less in money to obtain than infectious diseases cost in time off of work in order to care for a sick child or potential long-term disability care and medical costs. They give us an example. Children under 5 with the flu are contagious for about 8 days. And according to a 2012 CDC study, they cost the parents an average of 11 to 73 hours of wages, roughly $222 to $1,456, and $300 to $4,000 in medical expenses. Children with rotavirus are contagious for up to 30 days. A January 2008 outbreak of measles in San Diego, California, resulted in 11 unvaccinated children catching measles and a resulting net public sector cost of $10,376 per case, or a total $123,512 due to emergency vaccination and outbreak response. And not only that, but under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, many vaccines are available to children and adults without copay. All right, here's another con. As soon as we come back, we're taking a look at pros and cons of vaccinating our children. Vaccinating people, period, but particularly our children.